How many men are in a closet? I don't know, but there's three in this one. Hello, everyone. It's Three Men in a Closet. This is episode 5, I think. You're here with me, Corbin Peter. To my left, we have Jacob Arsenault.
Hello.
I just stole your line. And we have, ahead of me?
Billy Suma.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't steal Billy Suma's line.
Rude, thank dude.
Me. I'm sorry, Jacob. I apologize. We have some good topics today. Some good juicy topics.
Juicy.
Hopefully it won't be as long as yesterday.
Yeah, that was super long.
That was super long. But before we get started, we have some news about Three Men in a Closet.
Mm-hmm.
We have a spoof channel now. Not us specifically, but someone named Corbin Peter, which is my initials, Corbin Peter, switched around, has made a channel on Anchor called Three Men in a Closet Sucks. And then I'm like, that's weird. I clicked on it. The only episode they have, and it's Despacito. That's all it is.
It's all just Despacito.
It's like 3 minutes of Despacito, and I'm like, what madman did this? This is fantastic. Like,
we have our first hater.
We have our first hater. That means we've made it. It's fantastic. Really, so how do you feel about it?
I feel it kind of, yeah, you know?
And yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
But it's there.
Yep.
We are making a big time, I think. We have made an impact.
Yeah, I agree.
I think so.
I agree.
So we have some stories today. We're going to shake things up. I think Jacob's going to go first again today. I'm sorry, Jacob, for putting you on the spot like this.
Okay. Corbin, I'm going to need your computer.
You take mine away, good sir.
I'm going to quiz you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Really similar. Did you think there's going to be a quiz this podcast?
Come on.
Okay, so how well do you know each other? Okay.
No, it should be how well do we know you, and then we
That's
both have to
idea.
Team up.
That's all a right, good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. New segment: how well do we know Jacob Arsenault?
Okay.
So we got to team up on this. Punch it. All right. Here we go, Bismuth. All right.
Okay. First question.
Yes.
Question one.
Yeah.
Bing.
Bing.
What is my phone number?
911.
Phone number?
911.
119.
119.
You know what?
I have your phone number. I don't know it.
Yeah. I'll give you half a point on that.
Okay.
Because you have it.
I have it. Well, the thing
so
is
both
is
of
that,
you have half a point now.
Well, the thing is that, like, with cell phones nowadays, like, you have a contact now. So
yeah.
You don't see the number, you see their name.
Yeah.
Right? So, that's things. All right, 0.5. I got to keep count of this. 0.5.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for question two?
Yep.
What is my middle name?
Oh, no. It's... All right. What is it? What's the first initial of your last or middle name?
I will give you my whole name initials.
Okay.
Okay. So I have three middle names.
Oh, no. Three middle
if
names.
If you guess one point each. Yeah, I have three middle names.
Oh, my God.
So my initials are completely J-L-R-J-A.
Lancelot.
No.
Lance.
Come again, please.
Okay. So my middle name, all of them start with an L, an R, and a J.
John.
No.
James.
1 point.
We got one. So James is the last one.
Ryan.
Robert.
Robert, that's two?
Yes. I knew that. I knew that one because we have the same middle name.
Do we really?
Yeah. And then L.
Oh, no.
It's not Lance. I know that.
It's not Lance. Do you want a clue?
No. Liverpool.
No.
That is a city.
I know. I'm just thinking of L things.
It ends with a D.
Led Zeppelin.
It is not Led Zeppelin.
Linda.
Loud.
Loud. I am loud. I'll give you
Lard.
Half a point for that.
Lard.
Loud seems very similar to that, so half a point for you.
Yes.
Yes.
What is it?
Lloyd.
Billy, so we're so close. So we got, all right, how about you make that half a point, and then we're up 3 points.
Yeah.
3 out of 4. Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay, what month was I born? You have a 1 in 12 chance.
It's not December. It's not December.
September?
Nope.
Was it recent?
No. Each of you have 2 tries.
November.
No.
Shoot. All right, Billy Smith, you guess. You guess what month it is. It's not December, I'll tell you that much. And it's not November.
August.
Nope. It's not coming up.
Yo, March.
So close.
Yo, Billy Sumo, this is our last chance to get this point. It's been a month this year.
Okay.
So it's either January, March, April, or May.
No, you said March.
No, I said February.
No, you said March. And it isn't February. I'll just give you that.
What? I accidentally just guessed it. By accident.
It isn't.
It isn't in February.
No.
Hold on, Billy Sim has one more guess then.
One more guess. What is it?
April.
Nope, it's January.
Oh. Sorry, Carver.
No, that's okay. I did not know that.
I have bad luck.
Me too, Billy Sim. Yo,
I have
so
bad luck.
We're 3 for 5 right now. That's still
three
good.
3 for 5, that's pretty good.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay, this one is pure guessing. However good eyes you have. What is my shoe size?
Alright, Billy Sim's gotta guess that, because I think I saw it.
It showed on my shoes.
As soon as I looked, you quickly swiped your hand up. You're like, no.
9?
So, 0.5.
It was 10. It's a 10.
It was
you gotta show Billy Sim quick. It said 10. I looked at his shoe size just to get a size. And the
it's
10
more 9.5, so yeah, half a point.
A big leg.
Yeah, a big foot.
Yeah, big foot.
You got a big leg, too.
Sorry, yeah.
Thick leg.
Sorry, Jacob.
No.
How big do you think my feet are, Blaise?
Does it say on the bottom?
No.
No.
10.5.
No, this is size 12.
Oh, is this 12?
I'm technically size 13 in every other shoe brand except for Adidas, which I'm wearing right now. But size 12, you got it, boy. Good stuff. It's weird, yeah, just how different sizes are different. All right, here we go.
If you guys don't win this, I will be very disappointed.
Uh-oh, Billy Sim, that's a lot of stress on us.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Take a big breath. Okay, that makes me feel better. Are you better, Billy Sim?
Yeah.
What is my favorite food?
What you said yesterday. The food with the potatoes, the bacon, and the roast beef.
What's it called? There's no roast beef.
The pie. It's a pie. It's a type of pie. It's called something pie. Curry pie.
Nope.
It starts with a C.
Nope.
G.
Nope.
J.
Creepy.
That was really close.
Crepe. No, that's a meme.
Crepe or...
That's so close.
Yo, I'm reaching back into my memory vault.
Crepe.
Crepe.
Crouch.
Crap. Crap. What is it?
It's similar to crappy pie.
Crappy pie. Like, close.
I think you said it was a C. You said
it's not a C.
K. Crip.
No. It does not start with a C.
K. Does it start with a K?
No.
Arcrappy.
Arcrappy.
No.
Arcrappy.
Parcrappy.
Does it start with a P, you think?
Yeah, I
P. No.
Oh. Does it start with an A?
No.
What? All right, can you give us half a point? Because I know what it is. I just don't know the name. What is
Rappy
it?
Pie.
Rappy Pie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were
Yo,
that close.
Yo, that's eh? That stinging moment when you know something. Ugh, 0.5.
0.5.
All right, okay. We're 5 to 7.
Actually, 0.7.
Here, just give it a 0.5. That's too much math.
I'll just give you a point. Yeah. I'll just give you a point. All
right, thank you.
Because Yo, you knew what it was in.
All right, yeah. So we got, 6 out of 7 now.
Okay. What is my dream profession?
YouTuber, video maker, creator. What is it? No. Am I close?
I mean, yeah.
Actor.
No.
Hockey player.
That was well done.
That was well done.
Okay. Definitely not a soccer player, I'll tell
it
you that.
It involves computers.
Computer graphic designer.
No.
Coder. Yes. Coder. Nice. All right. Nice. All right.
Okay.
All right. 7 out of 8. We're doing good, Billy Sima. How many more? Let's go to 10.
Okay.
Let's go to 10. All right.
How much money is in my bank account?
5 cents. That was... What are we looking at? Thousands? Hundreds?
Below hundreds.
$57.
No.
Hot or cold with that one? Bellissima?
100.
Nope. One more guess.
Really low. Like the lowest you can go with a number. Really low.
Sorry.
Close. If you subtract 3 by 3, you get the answer. 0.
What? Come on.
That was a bit of a cheater one. That doesn't count.
I did not get that at all.
You got 5 cents. You got 5
Yo,
cents.
Yo, that was a joke one, and I did that at the start.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Billy, we got stumped on that one. Oh. All right, that one doesn't count. We have 2 more left.
Yeah.
Who did I vote for?
I think you would have voted for NDP. I remember that.
There's a point. Okay.
Yes, Billy. All right, one more, I think.
Okay. What is my...
Make it a juicy one, Jacob. Come on.
What is my favorite color?
You told me this once.
Blue?
Nope.
Is it black?
It's black.
I can tell by your outfit. It's all black.
It's all black.
It's all black. Even the Crux. Black. Yo, that was good. So we got 9 out of 10, Bellissima. High five on that one.
Nice one, guys.
Yeah, that was good. We know Jacob better now. We should do that with everyone once in a while.
Yeah, sure.
Stay tuned for on this podcast for future episodes of Get to Know Us Better, or whatever that means.
Yeah.
Anyways, Moyata, or Bellissima, take it away with the story.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Corbin.
Yeah, no problem.
So today I'm going to share with you this story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rocket scientist.
Okay.
So can I read for you this story?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
No, that's okay, that's okay.
Oh, okay. There was a girl who lived with her single mother in poverty area. After a field trip to Jet Laboratory at the age of 6, she decided to become a rocket scientist. At the age of 10, she was stabbed in the face by a gang member, which led to her transfer to a gifted magnet school, where she began to fail maths before a teacher helped turn around her grades. Determined to obtain her university education, racing to triumph above the rebel, she graduated at 1 at top 5, 6,500 graduating class. After graduating as 21, she was hired as a mathematics for a big company. Now she is author, professional speaker, and award-winning rocket scientist who specializes helping audience unleash their brain power.
Wow, and that's what's awesome. Your name?
Her name is Olympia Lepoint.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow, that's a crazy story.
Yeah,
her last name's French.
Oh, yeah. Very good. I take back for saying French people were weird a couple episodes back. But that's crazy. So that reminds me of when you read me the story earlier, it reminded me of Malala. Do you know who Malala is?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, how she was like on the up and up, and then someone like tried to take her out, tried to bring her down, and stop her from accomplishing the great things that she would do in her life. And then she, you know, came back, like, she defied expectations and came back. And this is exactly what Olympia?
Yeah, Olympia Lepoint.
Oh, yeah, that's what Olympia did. She, like, you said she was stabbed in the face, right?
Yeah.
And not a lot of people come back from face stabs.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah, like, if I was a doctor and someone said, there's a lady who has, like, a face who's just got stabbed, I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yo, but that's a crazy story, and that's why I love stories like this, Billy Sonoma, because
thank you.
Like, they're stories that no one really hears about, but they should hear about it because they're positive stories, and that's what we're all about here on Three Men in a Closet, is positive stories.
Always positive, other than dead man babies.
Other than dead man babies and Nazis, we are positive.
Very positive.
And I ask you apologize because I have, because my English is bad.
No, that's right. I understand everything. And I think people at home will understand as well. And the only thing I didn't catch was, where is she from?
She's from States.
From the United States?
Yeah, States, California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting probably not surprising, but like just with the crime rate, but that's crazy to think that like someone can come up and stab you in the face.
Yeah.
Like in like North America.
It's like how in Britain they're pouring
the acid.
Yeah,
that was a big
faces.
Thing.
Yeah.
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 That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But see, that's a good story. You can overcome giant obstacles like that. That's great. And there's a photo of her too.
Yeah.
She looks really good for having been stabbed in the face when she was a kid.
Yeah.
She's a nice looking lady.
Yeah.
So if I got stabbed in the face, that would not help this out any more than it.
Or it would.
Or it would. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And she have a good smile, you see?
Yeah, it's a nice smile.
Very nice smile.
Yeah, it's not like creepy. It's not like
a
smile.
Frustrated.
Yeah, not frustrated.
Like grumpy.
Yeah, not a grumpy smile.
Yeah.
Not like a Corbin smile. I'm like squinting my eyes. I look like the Joker and all that. You know, that's a good story, Billy. So this has been a very positive episode. I really enjoyed being here with you guys today.
I enjoyed being here with you
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
Well.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Hey. As I said, we're definitely going to keep going with some great stuff here on the podcast. We're going to have some more of get-to-know-us-better quizzes. I think we all enjoyed that. You enjoyed that, Billy Suma?
Yep.
And Jacob enjoyed that.
I did.
Yeah. He won't be in the hot seat next time. It's either me or Billy Suma.
Yeah. I'm done now.
Uh-huh.
You done now?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he's done with being the guy who we have to guess about. So it's either going to be you or me next time.
Okay.
We'll have to find out next episode.
You have to stay tuned. And also, go check out the why 3 Men in a Podcast Sucks channel by Corbin Keeter. Please go listen to Despacito. We would urge you to. Whoever it is, thank you for making that. It made our day. So
thank you.
It warmed our hearts.
But before we go, I just realized there's one thing we have not done, and I would be amiss to not do it with you guys. And we need to get a heck in this episode. We haven't had anything heck worthy because everything's been so positive and great. So let's just get a quick heck in. So heck. Yeah, there we go. First heck of the episode. And with that, guys, I'd like to say thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned for next episode. This has been Corbin.
Jacob Arsenault.
Thank you so much our day.
All right, you guys have a great day and keep with a smile on your face. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.